Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And I know in our program tonight we've already had a ton of college football talk. Right now we're going to shift gears and get into some NFL news and notes, preview the Carolina Panthers as they have their sights on returning to the Super Bowl. So here to preview the big season ahead is Panthers beat writer from the Charlotte Observer and contributor to Triumph Books. A new book, a slick cover book, talks about and highlights one of the most NFL's entertaining stars in Cam Newton. It's a pleasure to welcome in on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Joe Person. Good evening and welcome to the show for the very first time.
I know. It's an honor to be on with you, Lisa. Thanks very much.
Okay. Well, we're excited to get your perspective. And of course, the preseason, it is now over. And the Carolina Panthers, their first big test is going to be against the defending Super Bowl champions in the Denver Broncos. So tell me, what are you looking forward to the most in this epic matchup next Thursday night? I've got it marked down.
Yeah, it is epic, and there has never been an NFL season that has started with the two Super Bowl combatants from the previous year playing to kick off the season. So it's a historic-type matchup, and you mentioned Cam. Of course, all eyes are going to be on him, and frankly, they really have got to find a much better method in protecting Cam from that Denver pass rush, primarily Von Miller. I mean, if you remember back to February, I'm sure everyone does, Von Miller was the Super Bowl MVP. He was absolutely the difference maker. He had two strip sacks of Cam, one of which that directly produced a touchdown because the ball rolled into the end zone. One of his teammates fell on it. And then the second one, toward the end of the game, sealed it. He, again, beats Panthers right tackle Mike Remmers, strips Cam of the ball, and the ball ends up kind of getting kicked around, and the Broncos recover it around the 5-yard line, and they got another touchdown and 2-point conversion. So 15 points in what turned out to be a 14-point game was the difference in Von Miller beating Mike Remmers, the Panthers right tackle, be, to me, really the matchup to watch.
Okay, the Carolina Panthers beat writer with the Charlotte Observer, Joe Person, is joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I'm your host, if you're just tuning in, Elissa Walker-Campbell. So the preseason is now over. Get us up to speed. Give us an assessment of how you think things played out. From what I understand, there's been some mixed results, and they made some mistakes. What did the guys learn?
Yeah, well, you know what? First of all, on a positive note, they stayed healthy. They were very lucky from that regard in terms of key starters. Last year, you'll remember, they had lost Kelvin Benjamin, their number one wideout, at training camp. He went down with an ACL injury, missed the entire year. Pretty remarkable that Cam Newton-led offense was still able to go out and lead the league in scoring offense, scoring 31 points a game last year during that Super Bowl season. But Benjamin's back. He's still kind of working his way back into shape after the long layoff, but he is going to be paired with Devin Funchess, who I think is really primed for like a big fantasy owners should keep an eye on number 17 for the Panthers. It's in his second season. He's a big target like Funchess, and it's a guy that Cam likes throwing to. And you mentioned the Patriots game. You alluded to that. They did not look good last week. It is the preseason, but the one preseason game we're always told to pay attention to is that third one. And the Panthers really laid a dud. Cam was not sharp. He threw a couple interceptions. They certainly hope that is just kind of a one-game hiccup and not some sign of a Super Bowl hangover. You know, it's been 23 years, Elissa, that I should point out, since a Super Bowl losing team made it back to the game the following year.
Wow. You know, and as we talk about Cam Newton, some say, of course, that he is one of the NFL's most polarizing quarterbacks. So is he ready to capitalize in 2016 on his first MVP season?
He seems like it. I mean, I feel like this guy kind of, you know, just like you talk about Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I mean, Cam Newton should be in the MVP discussion every year. I mean, he's at the prime of his career. He's 26, 27 years old. He is healthy. He's huge. He's just, in the last two seasons, I would say, really figured out how to be an NFL quarterback. His first couple of years kind of was relying just on his amazing athletic talent and that God-given ability and doing a lot of running, but also throwing the ball as well. Well, now he is a complete quarterback. He sees the field so much better. He goes through his reads and progression so much better. So, yeah, I mean, unless he just has a year that no one would expect. It's tough to win the MVP, but he should at least be in that conversation, in my opinion, you know, every year for the next four or five.
Okay, so, Joe, in your mind, he is a top three quarterback in the league. I mean, where do you see him? Where would you rank him as a quarterback in the league right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be right up there near the top, right? I mean, I know that, you know, Aaron Rodgers has done some remarkable things, and Tom Brady, even at his advanced age, is still Tom Brady. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, but I mean, I don't know that I'd have a hard time picking out one quarterback from that group of elite quarterbacks to say he is the guy. But I think Cam is certainly among those top three or four.
So how has he, give us your assessment, you're talking about how he's bigger, he's stronger, and even faster, but how has he evolved in your mind and developed as a player since his time in the NFL? Because it seems like he is getting better each and every year.
You know what? That's a great question, Alyssa. And you know what they did a couple of years ago? It was the 2014 season, and the Panthers were struggling. They got off to they had a mid-season slump. They honestly went 2 months without a victory. Now they had a tie in there. Well, Mike Shula, their offensive coordinator, of course, the son of legendary coach Don Shula, Mike Shula decided that, and rather than keep having Cam huddle, he didn't want to go to a hurry-up offense, just the opposite. But he went to a no-huddle offense, kind of a slowdown, if you will. He wanted Cam to stand behind his center, have, you know, the full 25, 30 seconds or so on that play clock to look over the defense and kind of take a breath between plays and just get a better idea of how they were trying to attack him. And I'll tell you what, from that point on, as I said, that was late in the 2014 season. It's like a light went on for Cam. And we saw that all last year. I mean, he was dialed in from week one, did not have the best Super Bowl game. We know that. Again, I already mentioned some of it was didn't get some help from some guys up front. But that change for Mike Shula to get Cam into a no-huddle slowdown look, kind of the opposite of the normal no-huddle, has really paid dividends.
The Carolina Panthers beat writer with the Charlotte Observer, Joe Pearson, is with us for the very first time at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. And we have certainly got you covered there. And as we are on topic, talking about Cam Newton, I guess the real question is, what about his dance move? I mean, that he made famous last season after scoring touchdowns with the dab. Is he going to let it go? Is he going to retire it? Or can you give us a sneak peek? Is there perhaps something new in 2016 for Cam Newton?
Yes, that's funny. He has said that he is retiring it. And I think we can all agree that when we started seeing guys like Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, who just turned 80 years old, when those sorts of folks were dabbing, then it had kind of reached its peak. So Cam has not revealed what is going to replace the dab among his celebrations, but you know he has a younger brother who is a being pretty highly recruited quarterback out of the Atlanta area. I think he's a senior this year.
Really,
but anyway, his name is Kalen, mm-hmm. And Cam says Kalen is the one he credits for encouraging him to do the dab last year. So it may not be Cam that comes up with his next dance move, but young Kalen Newton in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Carolina Panthers beat writer with the Charlotte Observer, Joe Pearson, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Joe Pearson.